This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. Part of coming to the Eid prayer is to listen to the short khutbah as well, as is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those who are leaving, keep your voices down so that others can listen inshaAllah. First of all, Eid Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and us our deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from our brothers and sisters in every land and place. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the affairs of our brothers and sisters in every land and place. Allahumma ameen. A short khutbah, a short reminder. Three steps for every Muslim. Three steps to stand strong as believers. As for the first step, it is to know the truth, to know what you believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a command. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Know, seek knowledge that the reality is there is none worthy of worship except for Allah. What does this mean? Before you can act, you must know what you're going to act upon. Before the amal, before the action, there is the ilm. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know His reality, to know that Allah is one, to know that we negate all that is wrong first. La ilaha, you negate all that is wrong, all the falsehoods, all the idols, illallah, and you affirm the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is liberating for us. We say so many times a day, and 2 billion Muslims around the world all the time, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ That we testify there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. This phrase, La ilaha illallah, is the reason we exist. La ilaha illallah is the purpose of creation. La ilaha illallah is the miftah, the key to Jannah. May Allah grant us and our loved ones the highest levels of Jannah. A young man asked, what are some of the greatest blessings of Allah upon us? And the teacher responded, it is the ability to know, to learn the truth, to understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. It is one of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And at times we forget this great blessing, that it leads to happiness, it leads to success, it leads to comfort in the heart. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ And it leads to a success and a happiness in the eternal life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that. La ilaha illallah. When you know it, when you learn who Allah is, you fall in love with Him. When you know who Allah is, you never assume ill of Him. And most people who go astray, and most people who struggle with practice altogether, it is because they do not truly know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You cannot know Allah and then go astray. Rather, you know the reality of Allah, you fall in love with Allah, and you realize that La ilaha illallah is a crucial foundation, especially in our times when there are many ideologies, many things affecting many people, old and young, from all walks of life. La ilaha illallah allows us to recognize that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, whatever He commands, it is good for us. Whatever He prohibits, it is good that He prohibited this for us, because there is an evil in it for us or for all of society. And La ilaha illallah reminds us, whatever mistakes we make, we must turn back to Him, accept responsibility for these mistakes, and continue trying over and over and over again, not normalizing sinfulness, not normalizing something evil, and realizing the reality of the concealment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah is to honor Allah, to honor His rules. La ilaha illallah is to stay away from bad influences and bad things that you know are affecting your faith and you do not want to be in your record on the Day of Judgment. At the end of the day, La ilaha illallah is what protects you from looking at a sin and saying that this is minor. Rather, you're thinking about the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Let us learn it and practice it. Number one, once again, know what you believe. Know what you believe. Know what you believe. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Number two, know why you believe it. Why do you believe La ilaha illallah? I want to give you some good news. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَا يَلْقَى اللَّهَ بِهِمَا عَبْدٌ غَيْرَ شَاكٍ فِيهِمَا إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that I am the messenger of Allah. These words, there is no servant of Allah who says them, who comes with these two statements, meaning the shahada, with no doubt in them, with no doubt in them, except that he will enter paradise. May Allah grant us Jannah. How do you gain certainty in La ilaha illallah. When you have yaqeen, certainty in La ilaha illallah, the people around you will be affected by you. Society around us will be affected by us, regardless of the fields that we are in, regardless of where we are in the world. La ilaha illallah is not just a phrase on the tongue. It comes from the heart with certainty. The question is, how do Muslims have this certainty that they are able to explain to others or to non-Muslims as well? The reality of La ilaha illallah starts in the heart. It starts with sincerity. It starts with humility, that you're looking for the truth and to accept what Allah has revealed. La ilaha illallah is recognized through all the signs around us and within us. The countless evidences, all the scientific and other evidences as well, of the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who designed and fashioned this universe so that we can worship Him, so that we can experience His mercy. La ilaha illallah is known through the fitrah, the natural heart, the natural disposition we were born upon. An example of the fitrah, when someone goes through extreme hardship, even the atheist at times will call upon God. This is a sign that the heart knows, the sincere heart knows there is a creator. But at times we cover it as human beings. May Allah protect us and forgive us. The heart knows there's a need for higher purpose. Life is not about just physical pleasures. Life is not about materialism alone. Life is much greater than that, and everyone is seeking that purpose. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to fulfill it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with al-aql, reasoning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He sent the rusul, the prophets, bil bayyinat, with clear proofs. Why? Otherwise, if there's no evidence, no proof, people will follow imposters. Every prophet was sent with a clear evidence. And the final prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was given a proof, an evidence that will last until the end of times, that all human beings who are looking for truth can find. And it is i'jaz al-Quran, it is the Quran itself. The miraculous nature of the Quran is a proof and it is a protection. It is the foundation of why you believe in La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah is liberating. La ilaha illallah is true freedom. La ilaha illallah removes us from worshipping our desires. And La ilaha illallah is the phrase that we want to live upon and die upon as well. May Allah grant us that. So once again, number one, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Know what you believe. Number two, know why you believe it. Seek the knowledge that will help you to establish the foundation. And finally, number three, once you are upon the truth, may Allah keep us firm upon the truth. Number three is to stand strong with it. Be firm upon it and convey it to other people as well. La ilaha illallah. The strength that you have in conveying it comes from your sincerity and it comes from your trust in Allah. It comes from your knowledge and it comes from your actions. And most importantly, that you're keeping your eyes on the final prize, on the destination that you are seeking. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us and gave us additional good news. As'adu an-nasi bi shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah. The happiest people with my intercession, with the Prophet's dua on the day of judgment, man qala la ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbi, the one who said la ilaha illallah sincerely from the heart, la ilaha illallah sincerely from the heart, will bring you happiness on the day of judgment when the Prophet makes dua on your behalf. Muslims believe in one God. Muslims believe that this universe was created for a purpose, and that this is known, this is proven through all branches of knowledge, through all branches of what is called epistemology, that you sense things. Yes, this is one faculty. That you reason as well, this is another. That the heart, the fitrah, must be sincere, this is a third. Testimonials as well is a fourth. And most importantly as well, in addition to all of this, is revelation. We take all branches of knowledge and not just one tool, and we recognize the truth and we convey the truth to other people as well. So when non-Muslims hear us saying throughout these days and throughout the year, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, that Allah is the greatest, it means that we have removed all attachments to worldly things. It means that we recognize and prioritize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reality over all other things. It means that you stand strong as a Muslim. Because you just said Allahu Akbar, then who are you to fear a human being when Allah is with you? How can you fear the creation when the Creator is with you? La ilaha illallah reminds us with all that the prophets have gone through. Because every prophet conveyed La ilaha illallah, and every prophet we learn from their stories, from the history, we learn from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there will always be challenges. We are all facing as an ummah today challenges here and around the world. There will be challenges ahead as well. But with every challenge is an opportunity. With every challenge is a responsibility. With every challenge is an opportunity for reward for Muslims who stand strong and convey and are firm and are learning and practicing and teaching and showing what Islam is about through your character and through your da'wah to others as well. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was surrounded by idol worshippers. His own father made those idols. Did he stay quiet? Was he shy? Was he afraid because they would harm him, because they would laugh? They would say, you are intolerant and backwards. No, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, the prophet of sacrifice, Khalilur Rahman, the friend of Allah, he was willing to convey the truth to the idol worshippers, to his father. He gave da'wah in a wise and prophetic manner. And of course, even to the tyrant himself of that times, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, we learn from his time that no matter what idols are being worshipped around you in the United States or in any other country in the world, whether people are worshipping desires or money or fame or status or anything else, that no matter what they say, and no matter what they do, you cannot be afraid to convey what is true because you are upon the truth. And if you love La ilaha illallah for yourself, you should love it for all of mankind. If you love Jannah and the key to Jannah for yourself, you should wish this key to be accessible to all of mankind. So we must be, as Muslims, very active and very aware of what is happening around us and our platforms as well, whatever situation you are in, that you are able to show what Islam is about and you are able to convey it as well. One time a young Muslim, he asked, I am Muslim, my parents raised me Muslim, but how do I renew my faith? What am I supposed to do? What practices, what measures can I take? And aside from, of course, the daily prayer which renews your faith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Jaddidu imanakum, jaddidu imanakum." Renew your faith. The Sahaba responded, "Wa kayfa nujaddidu imanana, ya Rasulullah?" How do we renew our faith? How do we renew our faith? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qala akthiru min qawli la ilaha illallah." Akthiru min qawli la ilaha illallah. When you say it, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, you recognize its reality. It protects you from temptations. It helps you in a time of hardship. It gives you strength when you need it, when you need resilience. It helps you to move forward. La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah." Know, seek the knowledge of la ilaha illallah, wastaghfir li dhanbika, seek forgiveness for your sins, walil mu'minina wal mu'minat, for the believing men and women as well. Ask Allah, now there's amal, ask Allah for forgiveness for you, and then for the believing men and women, meaning focus on your shortcomings first, so that you're not looking at other people first, look at your sins and ask Allah for forgiveness, and then ask Allah for forgiveness on behalf of other people as well. The reality of la ilaha illallah, when you think about it in this ayah, you have a collective action. If you have to seek forgiveness for the rest of the ummah, it means you are not an individualistic believer. Islam is not an individualistic religion. Islam is not about individualism, which is very common in this country. But rather, when we say la ilaha illallah, and we ask Allah to forgive our brothers and sisters in every land and place, those who are living and those who have passed away, we recognize the need for the collective, that we are one body and one voice, that we should bring hearts together and not divide, that the husband and the wife should always be uniting, that the parents and their children should be showing love to one another, especially during these times when many people are living in a large house with many family members and yet everyone feels alone, alone with their devices and alone with social media. Rather, bring the families together, spend more quality time together. At the end of the day, good support from the family ends up protecting many people. The shahada of la ilaha illallah, the shahada, the reality of it, comes with you looking ahead. What is your destination? When you are seeking a degree, when you are seeking a job, when people are looking to get married or to have children, they look at those things, they desire them, they chase after them because you see some value in it. When you say la ilaha illallah, remember the destination you are seeking. Look ahead. What are you looking for? It's not money, it's not a job, it's not a worldly thing that will leave you when you die. La ilaha illallah gets you to Jannah. La ilaha illallah is about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, imagine this. If you were to meet Allah in Jannah, because the people of Jannah will all have a meeting with Allah. May Allah grant us that. When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you imagine you will say to Him? That, ya Allah, I was too shy to say la ilaha illallah. I was too shy of what people will say. I was afraid of people criticizing. I was afraid and hid my Islam. Or do you want to be the one who says la ilaha illallah? And ya Allah, all of these other people learned about Islam through my character, through my words, through my advice, through my life. I did what I could with the limited time that I have to live upon la ilaha illallah in a very loving, peaceful, comprehensive, just and firm manner. La ilaha illallah, and seek forgiveness as well. Stand strong, O Muslims, for Allah is with you. Stand strong, O Muslims, for Allah is with you. And support the truth and Allah will honor and support you. And hold on to what is true no matter what others say about you and perceive of you. And stand for justice in every land and every place and all times. And be hopeful and optimistic in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His extensive mercy. For just a few moments, ask Allah for forgiveness. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Once again we say الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Being happy on the day of Eid is an act of worship. As you are sad at times during other acts of worship, that is ibadah as well. Being happy on this day with all the hardships that we may be going through and the losses and the grief that we have on behalf of many of our brothers and sisters in every land and place, they too as well are trying their best to be happy on this day, for it is an act of worship that is rewarded. However, if you would like to be happy eternally, just remember there is a possibility of being happy for an eternal life when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the akhirah and He says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا, as for those who are happy, فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will be there in paradise, مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْدُودٍ, they will be there in paradise forever, so long as the heavens and the earth endure, unless your Lord wills, uninterrupted in their gifts of Jannah, uninterrupted in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. So on this day, yes, be happy as an act of worship as much as you can, and spread the happiness to others, and especially to the youth, and especially to the children, where around us we see many things we cannot celebrate, and they are prohibited to celebrate. On this day and during these next few days, let us honor the rituals and the rites of Allah. Let us bless these days in terms of what is happening in our households, what is happening in our communities. Let us enjoy the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible without crossing any lines, and be happy on this day by spreading happiness to others, especially those that you know are alone, those who do not have family members, those who have lost people in recent years, those who have just converted to Islam and you know they will not be celebrating with family. Be there for them, reach out to them, reach out to the converts of the community and be present for them. Be present in terms of your neighbors as well. Show them what Islam is about and the beauty of Islam and the light of Islam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a guidance for others as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أكبر ولله الحمد. It is a sunnah at the end of the Eid khutbah to make dua. So let us make dua. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا ووالدي والدينا. اللهم بارك لنا في يومنا هذا وارزقنا السعادة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عدد ما ذكره الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان في كل مكان في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعد مسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين. اللهم وارزقنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم طهر بلاد المسلمين من أيدي الظالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أدخلنا الفردوس الأعلى بغير حساب مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وتقبل الله منا وإنكم صالح الأعمال، وكل عام وأنتم بخير، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.